This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One thing, one phrase that is very common is that when we tell somebody, time will heal. Does that sound familiar? Time will heal. There's one thing that very often we don't talk about or don't mention along with this phrase, and that is, there's no guarantee. Time will heal, but there's no guarantee. Inshallah, we're hopeful time will heal. But then again, some of you here, you lost someone when you were a child. For our elders, your parents, when you think back 30, 40, 60 years ago, how your mom used to, you know, cook or feed you or care for you, you'll see visions, you'll be lost, you'll be sitting drinking coffee or something, and all of a sudden you start thinking about your dad, how hard he worked to support you, how hard he worked to give the family the best that he could do. Then you think about your siblings, those that are with you, but also those that have passed. Then you think about those who are close to you, friends, families, relatives. Now these people have passed away ages ago, but when you sit and think about them and you get lost in that, what happens to you? Your eyes start to well up with tears. You start talking about, I always remember how my mom would smell. She had this beautiful fragrance about her. Only mom had that. And you start remembering these intimate details, and what happens to you? You start to lose the control of your emotion. What we learn from this ayah, brothers and sisters, is that it's okay to cry. It's okay to express that kind of emotion. And again, it's different for everyone. For some, time doesn't heal. As a matter of fact, for some, time makes it even more difficult. As time progresses, I find it even more hard.